Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
After an intense audition process and weeks of training camp, the moment we've all been waiting for has arrived. We have a team. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Don't we look just like them, guys? This is our game day entrance.
Yes. Got it down, y'all.
We're on the team. I think we made it.
If I was on the team, you guys.
Surprise. Did you guys know we were also on the team? Welcome back, everyone. Here it is, the last episode. The last episode. Yay! Episode 13, game day. We made it, y'all.
Been a long season. I truly feel like we made it.
I know. I'm like, we're on this team too. Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and to my left,
hey everybody, I'm Stefan Chase.
Hey guys, Julana D's on here.
We're back in action. Make sure to look out for our special segment, Cheer History, where we give you all things cheer, and then of course our special news and announcements towards the end. Usually we do overall thoughts on the episode, but maybe just a quick overall thoughts on the season of all the episodes.
Okay, we're gonna step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. You know, Imani, I'll start it off. I will just say I am fascinated. I've learned so much about cheerleaders, dancers, and the work and effort that goes into it, the strength and power that goes into it. And I am very impressed by all the young ladies who made the squad and even those who did not.
Yay.
I was very excited about this whole season in general. I actually had a girl that I used to work with who tried out for DCC a couple years ago and made the team and did this whole thing, but I never was able to watch her season. But now seeing it, I just can picture like what they all were really going through, and I think it's a really great TV show.
Yeah, it was so much fun to watch this season. I think it was a really good season. I mean, they're like all kind of the same, low key, but
really, Imani,
I mean,
really,
you know, but I did really like this one. I feel like it was juicy. It was
it was
pretty juicy. Maybe because there was the two legacies. Mm-hmm. But I really liked it. I enjoyed myself, and I think we had fun together.
We did. This is a good show.
I have thoroughly enjoyed my Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah. That's
watching DC. That's great. Oh, Lord. You had to take us there.
First topic is the team. Mm-hmm. They picked the team. Before that, there was two cuts, because they needed two cuts to make the team of 36.
Yeah.
Let's just get into it.
I was like, yowzers. I mean, they just like jumped right in.
Yeah.
I never seen anything like that on DCC. I mean, they really cut to the chase.
It was so fast. We almost, all of us kind of didn't even know what happened.
We
like, Lily came in the office and they cut her and we literally all looked at each other and we're like,
I'm like, who's Lily?
Wait.
Yeah, what's going
first of all, who is Lily?
Who's Lily?
Second of all, what's going on here?
Yeah, I wrote that in my notes. I'm like, who's Lily? And I wish they would introduce the girls better, like maybe, I don't know, like introduce us to everyone in the training camp. And then, because it was too shocking, it was almost, it almost didn't make any sense, because now I'm looking back at, I mean, I really like Melina, but you're watching Melina get all these corrections, go in the office over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Victoria got cut too, but Victoria go in the office over and over again. And then people get all these second, third, fourth chances. And then Lily, she comes out of nowhere and then gets cut.
They cut her.
So I'm like, what did she do?
It was very random. Like, they just picked some random girl.
And I mean, there were only little sprinkles here and there that of their dissatisfaction with her. But this was truly the first time we'd seen her highlighted and taken into the office and cut just like that. You know what I think would be cool, though? I mean, just leading to your point, to introduce the girls for us to get to know them better, know who's up and who's still, to have, like, a little roster that, you know, that comes up on the screen and says, has everyone's name and face, and you have X's for the people who haven't made it, and then, you know, maybe people who are in jeopardy, some of the girls who are in jeopardy, highlighted in green.
Or next season, we could make our own roster, like a bingo game, and just put our own X's in.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea.
That's a good idea. Next up was Melina getting cut. You can kind of tell that was going to happen because she was getting notes like, she needs to smile. Judy said, I can't defend her anymore.
Right.
And after she said that, I was like, oh, she's probably getting cut.
Melina was called into the office like every episode.
Yeah.
But she's one of the prettiest, best bodies, prettiest smiles. I'm disappointed, but you know, maybe she wasn't ready because we did see her getting called.
Yeah,
the
and the game
so
was 5 days away, right. So there was no room for messing up or still
errors.
Needing to, more dance right. classes. You should have, at that point, been at the level you needed to be at.
Yeah.
But
I know, I was so sad. This was like the one moment that I was dreading this whole season.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, and actually, in full disclosure, I happened to go upon the DCC Instagram page right before we watched the show, and they posted the picture
cheater!
Of all the rookies.
Yeah.
And I didn't see her on there, so I kind of knew it was coming. But we all kind of knew it was coming.
We kind of had a feel.
I was not expecting the way that she reacted. She's so polite and well-mannered that I didn't expect her to do that. I thought she would, take it and understand and be like, yes, thank you so much for this opportunity. But she was literally
She quit her job.
I think that's what was like rolling in her head. Like, I did all of this.
She put in 100% for DCC, and she didn't make the team. So, I mean, I could understand a nervous breakdown.
I mean, I was sad when she was like, this was what I feared the most, being the last person cut at training camp.
Because, like, you're so close, but so far.
Right. It's like you're the first... The 37th runner up.
Yeah.
You know?
So you almost made it.
Yeah.
And she didn't, Judy and Kelly didn't even have time to talk. They sat down and she was like, this season,
Don't say it. I won't let you go.
I'm going to run away before you can cut me.
I know. Sad. I'm like, girl, no. But I'm sure. I mean, like you said, she quit her job. Yeah. And so now, like, what does she do? You just go back to your job, like, hey guys, I'm back.
Right. No, exactly. What do you do there?
Yeah.
I was trying to hold the tears back. This one was watching. You were watching. I was like, I am not going to cry when I watched Lily or Melina.
I was sad.
Yeah.
It was hard. It was really hard to see them.
Took it so hard. Oh, and then when she was walking out the door and she kind of like lingered back.
I think she wanted another angle hit. Like, am I still on TV?
I think she wanted are you sure?
I can stay if you want.
I can really be on this team.
But shouldn't they have someone? I mean, with all the issues that you're going to talk about later on in this episode, shouldn't they keep like a 37th?
That's
just
what I was
case?
Saying. I think that's what we touched on last episode we were talking about. Why don't they just keep two extras on the sideline?
You never know what's going to happen.
Bench warmers.
Right.
Exactly.
We were like, maybe is it the budget? Is it the formations?
Right.
It has to be something. Or maybe it's a tradition because they're really traditional where it's like it's always been 36 and they don't want to.
Increase it?
I don't know. It could be anything. Because I'm like, just add another girl in there. Who cares?
Right. No one's going to tell.
No one's going to know. Yeah.
But what is Melina? I mean, how do you go and explain that to all your friends? Like, I was the last DCC girl cut.
Mm.
Like, that's not. That doesn't
But they did also say that they were kind of thinking of it the wrong way. Like, yes, it's very devastating to be the last person cut, but also that means you were the best. The next best. You know
look how far
you're the best loser.
Right.
You were the best loser.
Right. Love. I think she just needs more training. I think she needs to do more classes. Mm. And that way she can pick up choreography faster and then get better technique. But if she takes classes this year, she should come back. Like, they really like her.
Yeah.
They gave her so many chances.
Right.
So that shows you how much they like her.
She is
so
stunning.
Come back, girl.
Yes.
You could do it, Melina.
You can do it. Hopefully you can pay for your rent while you wait, but hey.
Yeah, I know. But next they found out that they made the team, and I love that part.
I almost cried again.
Yeah.
It was so emotional.
It was so good. And the way they said it, they were already holding hands, and she's like, look around, this is their team. I'm like, oh.
I know, I felt it. I felt like how you said earlier, right. Like, we were there too.
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, we followed them on their
journey. We were all smiling, like, from ear to ear watching. I was looking around the table, and we were all like, yay.
you're so happy. Yeah, I was like, oh, it's so cute.
Right, it was.
Yeah, I loved that part. And so now that we have the team, I was like, we should go through. I wrote, who's your favorite, any surprises, most improved, and who do you think will come back? So I guess just to talk about the girls. One girl, Ashley, she is the one that didn't have a lot of dance experience or technical training and started dance late, I think. And she's just like a testimony of that. You can do something if you work hard enough and push for it, because some girls didn't make it or didn't even make it, didn't make it through training camp and have great technique. And she is just, she made it still. So I think that was really cool. Ashley, but do you guys have any girls in mind that are your favorite or you were rooting for the whole time?
Go for it. Okay. Well, my favorite from the beginning was always Daphne. I really liked her. And also Gabby, but I feel like those two were so strong. They really hardly touched on them. Like, they showed them in a couple episodes here and there, but like, they didn't ever have any issues. There was never anything really there. So I felt like they were always kind of a shoo-in. But the one that became my favorite towards the end actually was Taylor, because they were interviewing her so much and she just seems really cute and nice and obviously excited. But I really grew to like her a lot.
I agree. Those two women, we barely saw anything on. Brianna is another one. I'd like to see more of Brianna, perhaps next season, if she tries out again. I was a little disappointed that Rachel made the team. I kind of felt like Rachel was a little... she lacked power. And she,
but she's like beauty and grace. They, I think they really like her look.
She is very beautiful.
Yeah, but she's like a doll.
Very much like a doll.
You don't see it?
I'm going to work to get there.
I personally, I would have liked to see Melina on the team instead of Rachel.
But it's hard because it's like, even Rachel wasn't a powerhouse, but she didn't need a lot of work when it came to the dance ability. And it's kind of just like, you don't want to have to always be on the same person at rehearsals and at games. Melina. Yeah. When it's like, okay, maybe you just need some more time and then come back next year and be just be stronger.
And more than the ability, I think it was the memory.
Yeah.
Being able to keep up, because I think Melina had just as much power and oomph, not just as much, but more than Rachel. But Rachel, like you're saying, was able to keep up and stay in formation. So,
and blend, which is a huge part of it. It's a blend.
So happy for Brennan. Happy for Brennan. Go, girl. Third time was the charm.
Was that her fourth time? Third?
I think it was her fourth
time. Yeah, well, it was weird because I could have sworn the whole time she was saying her third time.
Right, but and I thought in the beginning,
episode, you think she's been rejected three times.
So she's, I think, I think that's what she meant. But in the beginning, she kept saying third time's a charm as if this was her third time.
Okay.
But really, she's rejected three times. This is her fourth time.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's how that's even bigger. I was a little confused, but I think this is her fourth year trying out.
Yeah,
that's
so
incredible. And she went to Miss Kitty's dance school.
Probably got a private.
Do anything she needed to do.
She's a strong dancer.
She is.
So she did it. Yay. Good job, girl.
Go, Brennan.
You made it. Next up was the family and friends, what they call it, the annual game production, game day production. And they have all their families and friends come and see them for the first time, their first impression before the game, which was really cool. They kind of touched on the, like, the squad leaders a little bit during this part. And they touched on Lacey. And she's so beautiful.
She is.
She's perfect.
Yeah. She's perfect. Her eyebrows are thick.
Yes.
It's just, like, she's beautiful.
She is gorgeous.
Yeah, I was just sitting there like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you're gorgeous.
And someone said she's the standard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that guy. She's been on for 5 years and she's retiring after this year. I wonder, I mean, I don't think there's a time limit if you can be, but most of the girls seem to stop after 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
I don't know if that's like they just feel old, not old, but they want to move on. Sometimes it's hard to push yourself, even if you have nothing planned next, it's hard to push yourself to the next level because you're comfortable in your situation. So it's like, if you don't just, sometimes you just have to leave it and then not know what's going on to be able to figure it out the next step.
The cool thing I think about Lacey is that she started when she was 18 which is so young. So 18, 5 years puts her at 23. She basically still has her whole entire life ahead of her. And she just, did this really cool thing for 5 years.
Right. But
she's
crazy.
Pretty much starting her adult life now, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's it. Yeah. She's super young. Then they talked about Kashara.
Point girl.
Yeah.
She's always my favorite. Yeah, she's my overall team favorite.
Yeah. I feel like they let her get away with things, too, because I noticed that Judy or Kelly pointed out that she's always on her own beat.
Yeah, she winked.
But she's so good.
She winked when she threw her head back. Yeah. I saw her wink, and I was like, whoa!
Yeah, she's like sexy, sassy, everything.
She is. Definitely gotta love Kashara.
Yeah. She definitely stands out, which is why she's in the point, I'm sure. But she's so good.
She is. She
yeah,
is.
I think
and
we've
she's
always
fun.
Liked her.
And I really like the way that she walked us through her 5 years, or however long that she's been with DCC, you know, talking about one of her awakening or aha moments was when she realized that when she has a bigger goal, like she dances for more than just herself, she dances for the team, she actually excels in her performance. And I was like, wow, if we can all take that, you know, that lesson and apply it to our own lives. But that was eye-opening to listen to Kashara.
Yeah. I like they did that and took us back.
Yes.
A little bit. And then they went to their locker rooms after that. And every season that's such a big deal to go to their locker room because it's so cool in there.
Yeah.
It's really so nice. It's that really locker nice. Room is super nice. Yeah.
There was no jacuzzi, ladies. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see a bar fully stocked. What are you talking about?
It was still nice.
Okay. I have high standards.
Yeah. I remember when they opened that whole arena, because our arena is pretty new.
Yeah.
But their locker rooms are amazing. Just all their pictures. I think it's such a monumental moment because now it's real.
Right.
Like, your pictures are up there. This is your spot to get dressed.
And don't they do tours of the stadium also? Yeah. So that's cool for people to go in there and be like, oh, the cheerleaders. You see all their pictures and everything. It's really
neat. I would do a tour if I went to Texas. I'd be down. That's so cool. Do we have a message for our people?
For the people.
For the people.
Always we have messages for the people. Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we do need your help. So listen up. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Make sure you check them out. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. Yes, indeedy. If you're worried, though, about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. You have a choice when it comes to that. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. They're all fun and very entertaining. Let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air when we get a chance. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you. One thing I wanted to touch on before we talk about the game day was that I think it's crazy. They make the team, but then it's like you're still competing after, because obviously you're trying to, when you want to keep your spot. Mm-hmm. But it always feels like a show. When before the game starts, they have their rehearsal. Then they sit back and watch. And it's still like, are you hitting your lines? Like, obviously, they always expected this. It's all, you always have to be on point. But you're still almost, it's all like, almost still auditioning in a way. It's just like, it's still cringy. I would still be nervous.
Cringy.
Yeah, I'd be so nervous still even on the team because you're never safe.
When you say that, you know what it takes me back to? One of the first episodes where all the girls are trying out just to like go to the next level. And the veteran who was late to some of the events or something else may have happened that we didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Like, if you want to be on the team next year, it's like an ongoing trial. It's like an ongoing competition.
Yeah.
Because you are also trying out for next year.
Mm-hmm. Until you get to that Lacey level of, like, where they're crying because you're about to leave.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, Judy. She's like, she couldn't talk.
Judy was crying because Lacey is retiring next year. I was like, that's what I want.
I'm like, you made it, girl.
Right.
You made it.
Right.
But on to game day. They finally made it. We made it. We're here. The first game.
I literally had chills.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
When they were waiting in the tunnel, yeah. I felt it. I felt their nervousness and their excitement yeah. and everything.
Yeah.
I think we were just all smiling, just so happy to see them do it.
Right.
Yeah, it was super cool.
And it's so genuine. Like, the women, really, they just all get along, from mm-hmm. what I can tell. They really do feel like sisters and you know, best friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry to go back again. But after they cut Melina and Lily. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, okay, did the girls know, okay, we're low-key the team?
Yes.
They had to. Obviously, they were holding knew. Hands.
I think they knew.
And then I'm like, did they, I wanted to see the reaction.
Did they say goodbye to
Yeah,
to
I'm
Melina?
Sure they did, but I wanted to see the, what was that?
There's no time for them to say goodbye at that point.
They cut that out because then it would become apparent that they knew. Right. So they kind of had to just skip into, let's tell them who the team is. Because okay. imagine if the girls came out, they're crying.
Right.
We see two girls cut, then they just sit in there like...
I don't think Melina and Lily came out.
After. I don't think so. They did. Okay. You know why? Because Lily, like, you saw her getting escorted out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered about that too, because every other girl that got cut, it's a big hug session yes. and all that. But when they came to get Melina, I felt more like she was like, oh, Lily didn't come back.
Mm.
You know, yes. like normally you'll yes. see them come back and then the next girl will go
That's
in.
Right.
And I felt like she knew. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah. Lily didn't come back. So that can't be good.
Yeah, it's over.
And I feel like they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be too
that
much
the
for them
I got.
To say goodbye and then immediately be told that they're a part of the team. You know, and for the girls who got cut.
You're right.
Yeah. But I was thinking the same thing, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Okay, now we're going to game day, officially. It's game day.
Fast forward
game
back
day.
To...
first, Yoko. Yuko?
Who?
Who?
Exactly.
She's the one that got an I know. She
see,
got in a car accident.
See, this is another one that we didn't really get to meet.
No, not at all.
Never.
But she got in a car accident.
I've never seen her.
I was like, okay. A new character.
Ta-da. Right.
She had gotten a car accident and had a concussion. I'm like, all of that, just, it's so crazy how life just works sometimes. You do
That's,
all of
no,
that first
that
game
is
day.
So true.
I mean, luckily she's okay.
Yeah.
But, and then you, who knows? We don't even know
you
when she'll
know
be back.
Happen. You never
I guess
know.
We'll have to follow the Instagram account to see if she's dancing. But Janelle had to go in for her. And I'm like, I guess you always got to stay ready so you don't have to get ready because you never know when you have to just go out there.
Can you say that again for the people?
You got to stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Preach.
That,
nice.
Take that with you, okay? Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Imani. Lessons
You're
from Imani.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
I feel like that is the best kind of performance, just getting, like, already being retired and then getting to go out there for one fun time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when, I mean, obviously there was a lot expected of her still. She had to perform, but it's just a, like, very unique kind of experience.
Right. She's just living her best life, honestly.
She's like, I get to do this for fun, but I didn't have to do the training camp.
Right.
I get to tank Victoria, and then I still get to come out and party. No, I'm kidding.
I can imagine her Instagram post. It's probably like, hey, guys, look at it. You know?
I'm gonna go
stalk it
check
now
it out.
And look at it. And then Jaylen, with her eye infection, was killing me.
She looked crazy.
It was sick.
She's like, yeah, I can go out. And I even wrote in here, I'm like, you can tell that she's going to go out regardless because she's like, I'm going out. She's literally talking like this.
And smiling at the same time. Can you do that?
She's like,
smile?
Yeah, I'm totally fine. I can't wait to go out.
I don't need both eyes to dance.
She said, you don't need two. Who needs two eyes to dance?
She said, you need two eyes to catch a football, but I'm fine.
And then she's on the field. And you just see tear.
Yeah, I did not
it
miss that.
It looks so funky.
That did not go unnoticed.
I'm like, hey, she's in it to win it.
Yeah.
She was not backing down. She's like, I'm going out there for this.
At least we had makeup. With the makeup, it helped. With the eyeliner and everything. Because when she had no makeup on one eye and then makeup, it looked extra crazy.
I was just
It was evident,
when
too,
that
her eye was smaller. Something was wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe it's their makeup sponsor. Because we all know what it looks like when they cry. It's just black. Eyeliner and mascara
There's
everywhere.
Something wrong with their mascara.
And now she has an eye infection.
Yeah,
I'm
I mean,
like,
it's probably like an infected makeup brush, to tell you the truth. I mean, I've seen that before.
That's true, too. Oof. I'm like, who's your sponsor? I don't know. They had their first performance, And they looked so good. Like, I was watching their toes, too, hit the lines. Yeah. And they were hitting the lines. And I'm like, our girls.
They've come so far.
They've come so far. I was shook when they said they danced 3 hours with no break. Because, I mean, I've watched, like, other, like, basketball games and stuff. And there's a lot of times where they're out, like, in the tunnel, probably backstage or on just not really doing anything sometimes. Mm-hmm. They go out when they perform. But to just be out there for 3 hours.
Well, because they're always standing on the sidelines ready for those little timeouts and whatnot to go out there and do a small performance. And then their big show is at halftime. So when the players are resting, they're out there entertaining everybody. I don't know when they rest.
Yeah, they have to be so tired. The stamina you have to be on that team is unreal.
And not even just when they're dancing, but also just standing on the sidelines. I think we've touched on this before, but you can't just stand there. You have to stand there with great posture, with your pom-poms, with your foot pops.
Present.
Smile. Looking cute, smiling, engaging. Yeah. So there's never a moment where you can just be slouchy and comfortable.
Right.
But you could really tell they were all dancing their hearts out. One girl was even said she was dancing out of her boots. She felt but I feel like this would be the most energetic they'll probably ever dance in their whole life.
Oh, for sure. And you can just see all their hard work have paid off because their kick line looked great. The jump split was like perfect timing. It looked so good, especially going from episode like when they first went to training camp.
Yeah,
that is they made so much improvement since then. And I love that they did a recap on each girl, like not each girl, but a lot of the girls.
Right.
The little recap showing how they felt now. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you've improved so much. Look at you go.
Little diamonds in the rough.
I know.
Showing their brilliance now. Everyone looked fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good. Well, wow.
It was just happy feelings kind of this whole episode.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited for it to see who would come back.
Next year?
Yeah.
Oh, that is it. Yeah, I mean, you've got... How many veterans do you think will actually step aside? We know of two.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how long. I wonder when they, I guess when they just feel like they need to stop, they finish.
Right.
But I think majority of the time, it's most of the veterans come back. And then so there's not a lot of
space.
Room. Yeah. Because all those, they have the veterans now, and then now they have, what, 13?
16 new girls.
So
then 20 vets come back.
See, there's not a lot of space because I'm like, they're 16, they're all coming back.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
Like, why would you not?
The newbies, yeah.
Yeah, they're coming back for sure.
It's going to be tight.
It's going to be fun watching it next year because then they're going to be in the blue and we're going to be like, oh, our friends.
Yeah, I know.
We're like, we're all besties, obviously. Hey, girls.
Text Hi, ladies.
Me. DM me.
We love your work. So I think we're going to go to our annual, like, it's not really annual, but our cheer history.
Cheer history! Yeah. Our favorite part. Well, one of our favorite parts. I think the whole show is our favorite part.
Yeah.
Right? We learned a lot of cheer history, though.
We have learned a lot of favorite
history. A lot of things that I didn't know before.
And this section where we get to talk about all things cheer. And
all things
fun
cheer.
Facts that you may not know about cheerleading. So ladies, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
Let's go it. Let's go it. Let's do it is what
Let's
I meant to
go
say.
It.
So in this week's cheer history, it's pretty simple. Cheerleading, you may or may not know this. There's been a lot of debate on this subject. Cheerleading is a sport.
Yeah.
That is today's lesson in today's cheer history.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is a sport.
It's a sport.
Yeah.
It's very physically demanding.
Yeah. And we had touched on it like some weeks ago that it's... People die out here.
It's rough out here in the field.
Yeah.
It's rough in the stadiums.
It is. It's totally a sport. How could you look at that and be like, that's not a sport?
I don't know.
I think the cheers on the ESPN.
Yes.
That is like intense.
With the tumbling. And the flyers,
that's for sure a sport. But even just like high school, middle school cheer, how can you really say someone's activity is in the sport?
Right.
Like they're in practice.
Training.
They're training. It's like, who are you to say your football is this and you're only this?
Right. No.
So
we're not going to allow that anymore.
Yeah.
We officially have told you cheerleading is a sport. So the debate
Is over.
Is over. So put some respect
on it'd be their nice game. Now, though, it'd be nice if they paid the professional cheerleaders the way they pay the professional football players.
Well, I know.
At least we're all sports players here.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Can you imagine? Be like, I'm a millionaire cheerleader.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But then imagine how difficult it would be to become,
I would go back. Right. I'd go back. I would be like, Miss Kitty, I am going to be coming to your personal classes for the next year every day.
Everyone would be a cheerleader. Every team would have a show because who wouldn't?
Well, that is a good question. Why aren't there more shows for different teams?
I feel like Laker girls could have. Well, they could have a show.
Yeah.
I know the Tampa Bay Bucks, they don't have a show on air, but they do film their auditions and everything, and they kind of do like a web series, and they put extra content up on their website. So I think a couple teams do stuff like that.
Okay. I'd love to see the Saints cheerleaders. That would be awesome. Mm.
But don't you think they'd kind of all be the same?
Yeah, it would be.
It'd be very similar.
But okay, here's the thing, though. You've got different Hard colors. Knocks. Mm-hmm. You've got Hard Knocks, which profiles different teams. And you could say the same thing. It's the same, same stuff, different
but
teams.
I also think it comes down also to style because Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and Laker girls are pretty similar in how they're traditional. And then I don't know if you guys ever seen Miami Heat.
Oh.
Miami Heat dancers, they'll jump up into the splits twerking on the ground. Wow. Like, they are full out. They're like,
I have to tune in now.
No, you have to. I watched it on YouTube and I was mouth dropped. I was like, whoa. So the styles would be cool to see the differences because DCC is very traditional. Like, they're sexy too, but they're more on the traditional side of cutesy hips and like hair and.
Not so wild.
This little
no twerking.
No twerking in the split.
Wow, it was twerking and splits at the same time. Let's do it.
I guess that would be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I would watch.
And that's the thing. Like, this show was just so much fun. Every time we were, every time we met up, it was a blast. Like, I was excited to see what's going to happen tonight.
Right.
Yeah, with my popcorn and my Coke.
I have a little bit of news and gossip for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, obviously the team is picked, but the rookies were live tweeting during this episode. So I don't know if you guys caught that, but they also posted their official group picture on their Instagram. So now it's official. So make sure to check that out.
Yay.
Get the calendar, do all that jazz, support the team, all you super fans out there. So that's our little spill for you guys today.
Yay.
But we're going to wrap it out, y'all.
Congrats, ladies. Congrats.
Aren't you going to be maybe supporting the team in a very special way?
Oh. Imani, you have some. Yes, fans, listen up. We are in the presence of a queen.
Wait. First of all, it's almost Halloween.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, Lord. Where are we going with this?
No, I knew where you were going with that.
We're going in different directions. We're going for two things.
We'll touch on both of them because we got the time for it. Yes, I want to give a shout out to Hair. Her Instagram was Hair by Cammy T. I hope I didn't butcher your name, but hey, girl. She messaged me because I had been talking about how I wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader for Halloween. And I think a couple weeks ago I had touched on it was pretty expensive because, Party City and Halloween Spirit be tripping with the prices.
For real.
So she actually messaged me and screenshotted me a picture of the uniform on Amazon, and it was only $30.
That is so thoughtful.
So I was like, thanks for thinking of me, girl.
That is awesome.
And thank you for watching every week. And she said she was going to tune in tonight, so.
That is really cute.
Hey, girl. Yeah, okay, thank you so much.
Now tell the people the other good news.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's got something big, y'all. We got to support her.
Okay, a little plug.
Yes,
okay.
A little plug.
Well, I'm competing for Miss Washington USA on November 4th.
Yay! You want to see the wave?
You know what's funny? I'm so goofy. I'm like, That's hot. That's like my pageant wave.
Love it.
But I've competed in pageants since I was five, mm-hmm. and I'm from Washington, so I moved to
Washington, D.C.
Washington State.
Washington yeah. State.
Yeah, awesome. Born and raised there.
Very nice. Where in Washington?
I'm like 30 minutes from Seattle,
okay.
that area. Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful
yeah,
city.
No, it's beautiful, green. Yeah. It's nice. Yes. But yeah, I'm competing for Miss Washington, USA, wow. November 4th.
How cool is that?
And that's basically if I win that, that's the next step would be to compete at Miss USA, which has been my childhood dream. Woo! And you guys can actually help me out a little bit if you're watching. You can go to MissWashingtonUSA.com and click on the tab. I believe it's on the far right and it says voting. And click on voting and then scroll down and find this face and vote for People's Choice.
I'm going to do it today.
Thank
okay,
you.
Maybe tomorrow, and, but I'm going to do it.
And what People's Choice does. So judges pick the top 15, top 5, and the winner, of course. But if you become People's Choice, then you're guaranteed a spot in the top 15.
Woo!
So, yeah.
Let's get you there, Imani. You're going to get there.
And tell us you voted so we can say thanks.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And then you can go to DCC Auditions and say, I was Miss Washington and Miss USA.
Yeah. I'm like, move over, Rachel.
They like those. You know, at the auditions, they always, like, point that out when the girl is Miss something.
Yeah, a pageant girl. Mm-hmm. So that's my little plug.
That is so exciting, girlfriend.
We wish you
Good
a
luck.
Lot of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
You're going to do great.
Thank you.
I'm going to see your gown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll show you guys. Yeah. Yay. Okay, well, now I think it's time to say goodbye.
I don't think I'm ready for this.
I'm not ready. We're going to miss y'all.
We are going to miss you guys. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, thank you so much for watching with us and being super fans with us and tuning in every week and just being here because it's been so much fun. We've loved the show and we've had so much fun together.
Yes.
So we can't wait for next season and plug us all back in. If you guys want more of us. But yeah, thank you so much for watching and everything. We've had so much fun. Any last words you guys want to say?
Nope, we've had a good time. Go, ladies. We're excited to be watching you this season. So I won't say go Cowboys, but I will say go DCC.
I second that. I am not a huge sports fan to be particular, but I will be cheering for these girls. And I just love being here with you guys every week and watching the show. It's like a reality show, but there's never anything really bad that happens.
Yeah.
So it's just nice
That's
to have a show where you're really rooting for people and excited. Yeah. And then you can see them in action living out their dreams.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for being here with us every week. And I will say we had really great super fans commenting every week on our videos. And we really do appreciate all your support and your input and your comments and your thoughts. So it's just nice to know that you enjoy being here and enjoy watching us and watching along with us.
Yeah, so thank you. Until next time, not goodbye, but see you later. I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and you can follow me on all social media outlets at Imani_Blackman.
Hey, y'all, you can check me out on the gram at Poca930.
You guys can also keep up with me on Instagram at Julana.
Bye, y'all. Thank you.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
'The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.